Full Metal Jackie. So happy to say that on the show with us tonight, Frank Bello of Anthrax, David Ellefson of Megadeth. How you doing, guys?
Great. How are you?
Jackie, great. Now that I'm here, I'm even liking life a lot more because this beautiful environment we have here, this is incredible. Thanks for having us.
Thanks a lot for coming. We're here to talk about Altitudes and Attitude. The new record, Get It Out, is out now. And some people might be surprised that guys from Megadeth and Anthrax are writing music that's a little less aggressive and a lot more melodic. Where does that broader musical sensibility come from?
Well, it's certainly our KISS background as fans growing up, Cheap Trick. There was a lot of, you know, it's, you go back to your influences, I think, and you know, these things are part of our, you're formed at in your early formative years as a musician, and try as you might to get them out of your life, they never are. And I think certainly KISS, Cheap Trick, these things, there was kind of the skinny tie new wave movement coming up in the late 70s, you know, and then by the time we got into our bands, we got them going by the early mid 80s. Obviously, we were the next generation up to bat with this new sound, but that doesn't erase this whole backstory of our influences.
Yeah, it's really about don't forget who you are and where you came from. You can't deny that rock in the late 70s was big to us. David and I mean, that's what our influences, KISS, Cheap Trick, Boston, all these great Led Zeppelin, all this stuff, the sponge of your mind, this comes into your life. So don't forget, then it became metal for us. It really, for me, I know that that's what happened. It was rock and roll first, and then the metal thing came in. And that's all good, because I think that led to it. It made it better. And melody is very important to me. I like things that sound good. You know, I like a good riff, a good heavy riff, but with a good melody on top. I've always been like that. So I just don't forget where I came from.
Dave Ellefson and Frank Bello of Altitudes and Attitude with us on the show tonight. The new record, Get It Out, is out. Here's a tune from it, Late.
It's Full Metal Jackie, Frank Bello of Anthrax, David Ellefson of Megadeth with us tonight talking about Altitudes and Attitude. The new record is called Get It Out, and it's out now. David, you are from farm life in Minnesota.
That I am.
Frank, you grew up in the Bronx, New York.
Yeah.
What is the commonality that connects you guys, like, personally and musically?
Wow.
Good question, Jeff.
Detroit Rock City, yeah, you're dead in the middle.
That's it. Pretty much KISS.
It was KISS. Everything takes the
KISS. We've been on this thing. It always comes back to KISS. Every interview we do, somehow somebody brings up something that goes back to KISS, and we relate to it. But I think it's music, and honestly, those great bands from the late 70s and early 80s, I think it always comes back to that. And David and I, obviously, we've been into this metal thing for a long time together. And I just found when we started writing together, there was a click. It really clicked in. It was very easy. And I just think we had a lot of similarities. And it really worked where I could bounce off of him. He bounced off of me. There was no drama. And it was a very easy process. So I think that led to the openness of what you hear on these songs.
David Ellefson of Megadeth and Frank Bello of Anthrax with us on the show tonight. We're talking about Altitudes and Attitude. It's Full Metal Jackie. Quick break still to come this hour. Josta's weekly pick from the pit with Jamie Josta. Also music from Pantera. Going to check out New Dream Theater next. And we'll have more with Dave and Frank.
It's Full Metal Jackie, Frank Bello of Anthrax, David Ellefson of Megadeth with us tonight talking about Altitudes and Attitude. And this band doesn't take precedence over Anthrax and Megadeth. It's basically for fun, right?
It is. Yeah, very much so.
Well, what's different about making music without any responsibility of living up to an expectation?
Well, you know, part of this process is we funded it ourselves. We had to find these little windows in between our schedules to make it work. We'd call our producer, Jay Rustin, in L.A., and we would go out, we would meet, we'd have to get Jeff Friedel. He's super busy now. He's in basically every one of Maynard's bands, not called Tool. So he's very busy. But we got him in a season when he was coming up the ranks. Same with like Nita Strauss. I always joke, if we'd get Nita now, she probably wouldn't even return our phone calls. She's a big rock star.
It's funny because I saw Nita at the Dime Bash, right?
Yeah.
And she's the first one that came up to me and goes, I want to jam with you guys. We got to do that song live.
I know. Well, she is so
she's
awesome. Incredible. She's so cool.
She's unbelievable.
Yeah. Awesome.
I mean,
girl power,
and
too.
And everybody we got on this record are those people. They're the people that say yes, they participate. They didn't come in going, well, I got to have my manager call your manager and negotiate the money. And, you know, none of that. There was none of that. Yeah. It was like, look, we don't even know if there's going to ever be any money. We're not doing it for a financial thing. We're just doing it because we're just trying to put some tunes together and have some fun doing it. And it seems like everybody caught the drift of that.
Thankfully. That's the best thing about this, Jack. It's people are getting it. because they know this is honest. It's just who we are. It's not trying to do anything, not a genre thing. He's trying to do this. She's trying to, not trying to do anything. Just want to write a good song. That's all this is about.
The new record from Altitudes and Attitude is called Get It Out, and it's out now. Going to take a quick break. Josta's weekly pick from The Pit with Jamie Josta coming up next. We'll also get some music from All That Remains. Frank's going to be picking a tune. It's all on the way. It's Full Metal Jackie, Frank Bello, and David Ellefson on the show with us tonight talking about Altitudes and Attitude. And we were just talking about it. There are some high-profile guest performances on the new record, Get It Out. People like Ace Frehley, Gus G, Nita Strauss. Musically, to you, what connected each guitarist with the particular track that they were asked to play on?
You know, we would usually finish the track at Jay's place at the studio, and there would always be this, you know, we need to get somebody to fill in a solo here. And Jay was very good at going, how about Satchel from Steel Panther? And I got to say, that was one track that I did not expect.
Incredible.
That to
come in. I love what he did.
All it was a bass part, and I kept talking to Frank going, man, we should write some lyrics. What do you want to talk about in this? And we never got, it was one of those songs, you know, life kind of tells you what's going to go down. You know, you can sort of force something, but on this record, we let the music really take us on the course where it was supposed to be, and that was one of those songs, for me, that it never went into the lyric thing, and all of a sudden, Satchel sends back this guitar work that was just incredible, and everything from, like, Segovia to Michael Schenker to, you know, just awesome, and we just looked at each other and went, that's done.
That's like, done.
We're not doing any more of that.
Just don't touch it, because it was... It's that piece that he did. You don't hear guitar playing like that. You just don't hear it.
Yeah.
He's that guy is so underrated. Yeah. Like, as a guitar player, a lot of people know him. Yeah. He should be known by everybody. Every guitar player should know that dude.
Another guy that came in that is Christian Martucci from Stone Sour. You know, all through the process, I kept asking Jay. He said, "You know, a guy that can just sort of flush out, doesn't have to be wailing lead solos, just kind of textures and clean tones and different things," because that is a very unique skill set for people to be able to do that.
Yeah.
And it's not something for everybody. In fact, there's a very limited amount of people who can really pull that off. And oh my gosh, when we found Christian and he gave a track back, we're like, oh my God, you are the guy we've been looking for. And
just little flavor pieces. Yeah, and he sprinkled flavor all over the song. He played on the song Get It Out. The solo alone is awesome.
Yeah.
But then he sprinkled these little great tasty little, I call them flavor, because they just make you want more. It's so good, man. I love it. I'm close with Christian, so he's a great dude.
Altitudes and Attitude, the new record, Get It Out, is out now. It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Music from Slipknot, Typo Negative, and more with David Ellefson and Frank Bello. Full Metal Jackie, David Ellefson of Megadeth and Frank Bello of Anthrax with us on the show tonight talking about their band Altitudes and Attitude. And Anthrax and Megadeth are still potent as ever, releasing albums that stand up to anything in your respective catalogs. What have you learned about balancing what appealed to people in the past while creatively satisfying a need to move forward?
Good question. Well, you know, I think Dystopia, our latest album, that was the one that really defined the new course. You know, we finally set the course. And I think a lot of it, you know, the 90s were so not metal friendly. I mean, I think we were making certainly our biggest mainstream records by the early 90s, MTV. That was our season. We were in favor. We were the hip, cool bands. And then that Seattle showed up, and Nirvana, Pearl Jam, that whole movement just really... You know, people's listening taste changed. The media went after that. And we went back underground to a large degree. But, you know, I think the beauty of that is our fans made us. They made our bands. It wasn't the mainstream media. That helped. It helped prop some things up. But the fans made us who we are, because we played music basically as fans for the fans. And that has carried us through. So despite gold, platinum, Grammy or otherwise, you know, that's the undercurrent that is really there. And I can say, you know, with Megadeth, we were really consciously trying to recorrect our course that got skewed a little bit in the late 90s, you know, with trying to write songs to have this mainstream appeal. At some point, I think we all realized, it's like, you know what, as long as we just make music we like, our fans are going to like it, and everything's going to be okay.
It's the truth that with this, right, even with Anthrax, it's the same thing. You can't not be a fan. I mean, we are fans playing music to other fans. That's exactly, don't forget where you came from and who you are. and that will lead you right. I don't want to try to do anything I'm not. We are real people. I'm not interested in that other garbage. I want to do something that turns me on, that gets this fire in my belly out. I need to feel it. And we're writing now. Everything we're doing right now has got to come straight from the gut, and it's got to set you on fire. It's got to make me want to do this and get out there and just rage. And I think that's really important. And going forward, I think that's really important.
It's Full Metal Jackie, David Ellefson of Megadeth, and Frank Bello of Anthrax with us on the show. Quick break. Up next, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Also new music from Slipknot, and more with Dave and Frank. All Out Life from Slipknot. It's Full Metal Jackie, David Ellefson of Megadeth, and Frank Bello of Anthrax with us. Altitudes and Attitude have a new album called Get It Out, and it's out now. And what could you tell us about what's going on with Megadeth and with Anthrax? I know there's a Megadeth anthology coming out.
Well, the greatest hits, the Warheads on Foreheads, is...
Great title.
And that's basically just a celebration of the 35 years of Megadeth, which will turn... Basically, that calendar will turn pretty much of June 1st this coming year, because that was when Dave and I met. We met first week of June in 1983, and it was in June of 83 that Megadeth formed. Officially, we came up with the name, and that was when it started. So basically, that greatest hits is kind of the closing up of this 35 years of Megadeth campaign that we've been on this whole last year, and which has been good, because we've been off the road. We did about 8 weeks of shows, maybe, at the most, this in 2018. Europe, Indonesia, and the vault is empty of any riffs. You know, we've kind of always had this sort of lingering stockpile of things left over from maybe the Euthanasia record, Cryptic Writings, just scatterings of things. I mean, and we're talking like calling our cell phones or calling our home. Back when there used to have the Panasonic tape voice recorder at home, calling the voice recorder and singing a melody into it, you know, like sifting through all that. I mean, that's now gone. Anyway, we have worked through all that stuff. And you know, which is great, because we really have a really blank clean slate that we've been working from and coming up with this next record.
Awesome.
It's good.
And what about how's everything going on?
Great.
It's music for Anthrax.
It's a unified band, hungry. The great thing I feel within the nucleus of the band, it's a very hungry band, which is great. I think there's I like seeing that in the eyes of everybody, because you know there's something to prove, whatever that means. I don't even know what that means, but I could see it as an intensity. I think anger is good for these songs. I think that's going to lead to heavy, heavy, fun stuff in the future. So I'm just excited, because I love this music, and that means I get to play it on stage. So I'm looking forward to it.
It's Full Metal Jackie up next. Music from Dio, Manowar, and more with David Ellefson of Megadeth and Frank Bello of Anthrax.
Full Metal Jackie, Frank Bello of Anthrax, David Ellefson of Megadeth with us, talking about Altitudes and Attitude. The new album is called Get It Out, and it's out. And when you guys were kids, who could have known everything Megadeth and Anthrax would achieve? What's the most unimaginable thing that happened to each of you with your band?
You know, I always felt when I met Dave that, you know, he's a very larger-than-life personality. And it was important for me, because being a kid from a farm, knowing this, having worked hard, had a work ethic, and I'd done my time, you know, in the clubs and stuff back around the Midwest. But again, I was a teenager. I mean, that's how long I'd been doing this. And I meet Dave, and he has had a persona that was as equally as big as the people of the posters I had on my wall, be it Iron Maiden, Kiss, Van Halen, whoever. And I was like, this is the real guy. And because LA at that time in the 80s, probably even still to this day, but certainly then, it's like it's hard to sift through who's the Nikki Six wannabe, the David Lee Roth wannabe, you know, like who are the real guys? And it was great to be able to meet and partner up with Dave as, again, a real guy who had a new sound, a new vision. And we formulated that band really before we played any notes together. That band was being formulated. It's like the vision was cast, and then everything that we do with it basically aims toward that vision. And that's very different than like, hey, bro, let's get together and jam and see if anything comes out of it. It's just a different way of doing it. And so I always felt like where we are would happen as a band.
For me, if you told me when I was 13 years old, a guy in the Bronx, growing up 10 minutes from Yankee Stadium, that we were going to be able to play Yankee Stadium one day as a rock band and a metal band, And we did that, which I still say that, and I say, wow, we played Yankee Stadium. A Yankee fan, 10 minutes, that's a kid's dream. Think about that. Not playing baseball in Yankees. I played a damn show, and it was a big show in Yankee Stadium, and I had my family there. And the great thing about this, not to bring something down, my grandmother's last performance of Anthrax that she saw was at Yankee Stadium in a box. So it's very special to me, and I'm very thankful for that. I'm thankful to Metallica. It's this business and this music has been great to me, and I want to pay it forward. It means a lot to me.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Altitudes and Attitudes, the new record, Get It Out, is out now. Thank you so much, you guys, and good luck with everything that's to come for all.
You're welcome.
And it's Full Metal Jackie. I bring you the metal for 2 hours every week. Thanks again to this awesome rock station for continuing to allow me to do so. Find me on the web at FullMetalJackieRadio.com, Twitter and Instagram at Full Metal Jackie, and Facebook, it's Full Metal Jackie 666. Leaving you off with Manowar tonight, Black Wind, Fire and Steel. See ya.